Hi everyone, this is Diva from Bloodhunter and you're listening to the Metal Pit Podcast.
Welcome to the Metal Pit Podcast. This is where we dive into the albums and bands that made metal what it is today. I'm your host, Blake, and together we'll explore the sounds, the legends, and the anthems that keep the metal flame burning. Don't forget to visit our website, www.themetalpit.org, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Metal Pit. For all things podcast related, head to themetalpitpodcast.com and follow us on Facebook and Instagram there, which is at The Metal Pit Podcast. And you can find us on YouTube at The Metal Pit 666, where you can listen to audio versions of this podcast. And if you have any questions, suggestions, or maybe you want to be a guest, email me podcast@themetalpit.org. And my guest for this episode is Renata Petrelli from the Brazilian thrash metal band, I will call it, The Damnation. How are you today, Renata?
I'm great, and you?
I am good, thank you. Thanks for joining me all the way from Brazil, even though we only have a 1 hour time difference.
yes, thank you for inviting me.
But so yeah, you're the singer and lead guitarist for The Damnation. You only have one studio album out, is that correct? Full?
Yes, and before that we released the EP too, called Parasite. Mm-hmm. That's very well acclaimed from people.
Yes.
They really like the album, the EP, mm-hmm. Sorry.
And you were in a previous year in a band called Sanaya, correct? That ended the band?
Yes, okay. Yes. I really don't know how it's going about the band because other girls left the band. The unique one remaining is the owner, mm-hmm. Elena.
Yes. Because I think I did an email interview with your band. No, I'm not with two of the members, but I can't remember if you were one of them or not, but that was a few years ago, of course, but now you're on to new things. And is your band working on a new album, or is there a new album already ready? It's just not released yet, or?
Actually, it's already ready. We are just doing the final points to release it probably in August now, or mm-hmm. beginning of September. And we are preparing like singles, videos, this kind of stuff to be released a little bit before.
Yes.
So probably in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have some news about that.
Okay. And you have a title. I see a picture on your Instagram. That's the cover,
yeah.
I assume.
And is yeah, I drawn it, the cover art.
Okay. And going back now. You're from Brazil, of course, as I and I listened to your full length album just once. I was at work and I listened mm-hmm. to it and reminded me of Sepultura a little bit, but maybe that's the Brazilian kind of accent maybe in your vocals. But how would you describe
yeah.
the band to people if they don't know you yet?
Actually, I think we are a mix of everything. I have a big influence from grunge mm-hmm. to metal from Bay Area. As well, so yes. Like Megadeth, Metallica, Anthrax, mm-hmm. Testament,
yes,
and some bands from Germany, Creator,
yes,
and Sodom. So we put everything together, and happens the Damnations, this situation.
And your other, you have two other band members. You want to introduce them or say who they are?
Yeah, of course. Now we have Camila Almeida on drums. She's a very skilled drummer, and she has a lot of influence from the punk scene. So she put a lot of punk mm-hmm. on some grooves that we have. And the best player now is Fernanda Lessa. She also plays in a band, in a death metal band called Ancestral Malediction. It's a
Okay.
very old band. They are like, I don't know, maybe 30 years already. And she's in the
Okay.
band like 17 years in the
Okay.
band. So, yeah.
That's good. Now I look
Yeah.
forward to hearing this when this comes out, album comes out. Now going back to your early days, I have some stuff here that I looked up, so I'm going to see if it's right, but how did you get into heavy music in the first place?
Because of my mother, she really liked Black Sabbath, Alice Cooper, Dire Straits, Queen. And so she always was into rock music. And I grew up listening to this kind of music, not Brazilian music. So
Yes.
if you ask me about funk music or whatever we have, like samba or something, I pretty much don't know anything. That's a shame, of course, but it's how it is because I grew up just listening to rock music.
Yes. And was Mark Knopfler one of your inspirations on the guitar? That's what I read.
Yes, of course, yes.
What about females? Is there females before you got involved that inspired you to do this, or is it just the
Yeah, of
males?
course. Joan Jett is one of the women that made me to try to be a rock singer. What else? The Ford as well, Ann Wilson, Orianti. There are a lot. Thalie from Brazil as well.
Yes.
Yeah, I think these ones. Dora Pesch too, from
Yes.
Warlock. Yeah.
And girl school, maybe.
Yes, of course. They're pretty good.
And Brazil, I know heavy metal's big in Brazil.
Yeah.
Is it still huge like it used to be? Like, I guess it hasn't faded or anything much.
I think now it's growing up again because there is a lot of really good bands starting to appear, like Zaza and Crypta. And both bands are made by women.
Yes.
And it helps us or in other bands that are only women to appear.
Yes.
So I think, yeah, now we are starting to warm again.
Yes. Yeah, I do see here it says you are one of the advocate for women in metal, and there's a lot more, of course, that used to be back in the days when you started this.
Yeah.
And there's a lot in there now. There's so many in different genres now. It's not just like back when it was Joan Jett and Lita Ford and Girl School and stuff. And you got the heavier ones like you and Nervosa also, and bands like that. Oh, was I going to say? Sorry, I was going to say something else there, but I forget what it is. I'll have to edit that out. Okay, so usually we talk about, is there anything else you want to add about yourself or your band or anything like that, or?
Last year we did a tour in United States for a small tour. Was pretty nice to do that. And the beginning of this year we toured with Nervosa. That was
Yes.
really good to us too. What else we have in the following weeks? A video release. And what else? Maybe till the end of year we're gonna have more dates. Maybe something in South America, and we're gonna start to plan our first European tour for next year, hopefully.
That's actually what I was going to ask you. Is it
Yeah.
harder to tour, like with the, I mean, the way it is and stuff like that? Is it harder to
Yeah.
tour now for you, like being in Brazil, to come up to the United States? You've probably never been to Canada, or Nervosa was in Canada. Were you with them
I
or
think
not?
in Canada we should try to plan something
Okay, so you
because
weren't
we
with them.
never went there, so would be pretty cool to. What city are you in?
Near Toronto, I guess you would say,
Ah,
like the
Toronto.
main city.
Okay,
Yeah,
okay.
that's the main city anymore. Groups still stop in Toronto and Montreal, and then maybe Vancouver on the West Coast or smaller places if bands have the money to do that. But yeah, so I was wondering about the touring thing too, and how hard it is now, maybe to do it, or costly it is now. to do it. Now, did you see the Black Sabbath thing that just happened, their last show? Did you happen to see that or anything?
I did, and I was very jealous because some of my friends, they were attending, and just almost all my favorite bands were playing. So I was like, oh my God, I had to be there. But of course, I wasn't so lucky to grab a ticket.
Yes.
My friends, they were, so that's a good thing, anyways.
I know as I talked to somebody that was there, and I'm going to have somebody that was there on my podcast soon, I hope, and we're going to talk about her experience there. And yeah, so yeah, I just thought I'd ask that about you to see if you
I just hope one of them, I asked for a t-shirt from the concert. Just hope he didn't forget.
Yes, that was a nice way for Black Sabbath, and I'm sure that probably is the last show, as Ozzy looked like he had to sit through it
But I
himself.
saw already Black Sabbath. It was in 2013.
With Ozzy then? Yeah.
With Ozzy. And also saw Heaven and Hell too
Yes.
with Dio.
I've never seen Black Sabbath as a band live for some reason, not sure why. But I did see Heaven and Hell also with Dio, yes. And
Was pretty cool because the open act was Megadeth.
yes, I think, yeah, I
Yeah, it
can't
was
remember if
pretty
that's,
nice.
yeah, I can't remember if that was who opened for them when I saw them. I can't remember now. I've seen too many concerts over the years, remember all the, I thought it was, it might, I don't know, I'd have to look back to see if I could figure out what year it was and who opened for them, because they did have two albums, right? So I just can't remember which tour it was. But anyway, okay. So yeah, we'll be looking for a video from your band, The Damnation, and you can check them out on Instagram, of course, and Spotify, and probably all those places. Find your band. And I'll put links in the description, of course, for people too. Now
Oh, nice.
we're gonna talk, we're maybe not talk as detailed about an album as we do sometimes with, but usually I have writers from my website or my guests and stuff. And so they all research it and stuff, but we're not gonna do that. But I let you pick the band and the album, and you happen to pick a band that I've never listened to before.
Sorry for that.
That's okay. I want the guests to pick what they want. Because when I start, this is like my third season of the podcast, and I wanted classic metal albums. But so when we started, we did Iron Maiden and Metallica's and Sabbath and all that stuff. But now I want people to bring in some new music or different music or whatever, and albums that are important to them. So you pick the band Ghost. And that's
Yes.
Ghost, because I know there's another band called Ghost, but. So this is the Swedish band Ghost. And so why
Yes,
did you and
yes.
you picked the debut album from Ghost? And why did you pick this album? Why do you like this album before we talk about it?
Everything started in 2010. Was the this is the first album Opus Eponymous, and I really liked this band just since from the beginning because in that time I was like looking for new bands to be a fan. And I'm a person that really stoner taste. And this album especially has a lot of this, like the 70s. You can recognize something of the 70s in this album. That's why it's my favorite still now. They have, I don't know, maybe six, seven albums already and some EPs between.
Yeah, they
But
have
this
six,
one for
seven.
me is like a masterpiece. When I listened, the first song that I listened was Prime Mover. And then right away was Ritual, and that's just blowed my mind because of the riffs. As a guitarist, I really like music that has a lot of riffs, and this album has a lot of good music with good riffs. That's why I really like this album. The other ones, they are pretty good too. I would say Festuma, that's the second. And what's the other one? The third one, too, has one of my favorite songs that is Cyrus has a really good riff too in the intro, but this album just for to you have an idea, the tone that they use in the songs influenced me to put on my band. So they like the D tone, and I use this in my band as well.
I think Impera is probably their most, actually the last album, I guess, was the highest
Yeah.
rated album, but I think Impera is probably one of the good ones. I've seen that name before anyway. I think somebody wrote a review for it actually on my website. It's just that I don't listen to it, but other people do, of course. And so I did listen to this today for the first time ever.
What did you think?
I definitely hear the 70s. Like, see, the problem is I would read stuff about them and think I'm not gonna like that. So you already got this thought in your head. So it's, but yeah, it's definitely has the 70s feel here, and we'll talk about that
Yeah,
in the
yeah.
songs. But
Yeah, the guitars, how is mixed this particular album mixing, the mastering is right like the 70s. You can recognize
yes.
that.
So I will, it's for people that don't know or that don't care, but now you're gonna care. His I'm just gonna mention that the Ghost. Let's see, they formed in 2006, and it was they when they started, they were anonymous, I guess it was, because
Yeah, they
but so
tried hardly.
yeah, so they wanted to not be known of who they were or whatever. The band members were called the Nameless Ghouls, I think, and Papa Emeritus, if I'm saying that correctly, was the singer.
Yeah.
But in 2017, I see there was a lawsuit put on by former members of the band. So his name, Tobias Forge, had to be brought forth because there was a lawsuit and a court case about it. So, the singer's name, not that necessarily means anything, it's just I guess he wanted to stay secret and stuff, so I don't know if that would have changed, because he still wears the makeup or the masks or whatever like that. He still does that. I think he was at the Black Sabbath thing, if I'm not mistaken. I thought I saw him do a song or something.
Yeah, he did that song too.
Yes,
I like the cover he did. I
yes. I didn't
saw
hear
a video
it. I
on
just
Instagram. It was
saw a
good.
picture or something of him that he was there. Yeah. So anyway, so back to, I'd say musically, it says Ghost is a melting pot of influences draw heavily from classic rock bands like Blue Oyster Cult, Black Sabbath,
Yeah.
Merciful Fate, even though I would call that just the makeup kind of stuff. And some pop sensibilities like ABBA, or back to the theatrical theatricality or whatever of Alice Cooper and Kiss, like for stage shows. Have you ever seen them live?
Yes, I
Ghost, I mean.
saw Ghost 5 times
Oh,
already.
5 times. Okay.
Yes. I think I'm a fan.
Okay, so here, well, we'll get to what else is there. So Forge there, he writes most, I think he probably writes all, because it's like his band, right? And the other people,
Yes,
it's
exactly. Yeah,
so
he's
like
the
that
main composer.
lawsuit, the people wanted more money because they thought it was a group effort, but he won that court case where I guess they had to pay him his legal fees. So they didn't work out for them. But these are obviously members that aren't in the band anymore, I don't think, anyway. And I'm not going to try to mention the band members' names because it does show them on Wikipedia, but I can't pronounce them. So if you want to know.
It always changes. There are several lineup changes between the albums, so
Yes.
it's just him.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll go through the album. We don't have to discuss each track deeply, but I'll read a little bit of what's here, and then if you want to comment on a song, or we'll just pick out a few of your favorite songs as we go along. So the first song is just an intro instrumental, which
Yeah,
is pretty
desculpa.
common, I guess. And it's called Deus culpa, if I'm saying that correctly.
Yes, in Latin. Yes, Deus culpa.
And I guess that means God's fault. As there is a
Yes.
lot of religious stuff in here too. I guess I didn't mention that in the bio, but people will know that. So yeah, it's just a brief, ominous organ kind of piece, instrumental. It's, I don't know, a lot of groups have little short instrumentals. There's really nothing much to say about that. It just leads you into the album. And
Yeah.
the first real song we got,
Conclave
Conclave.
con Dio.
Okay. That's better than you
Yes,
say. And I guess that means with nails, with God. And do you want to comment on this song?
this song I think is a good choice for a first real song in the album. The orchestration is pretty intense, and I think it's one of the best ones of the album, actually, this one
Now,
for me.
for me, just listening to it once, like I said today, I felt some Marilyn Manson vibes in this song. Just some of the riffing and stuff was Marilyn Manson, but it has the classic hard rock riff or whatever. And in the chorus, I guess he's saying, now I don't know if he's singing in Latin. Is he singing? I don't know, but it
In
says,
Latin.
okay, he is singing in Latin. Okay.
Yes, in
But
Latin.
it means with nails, with God, we are with our dark God. Whatever. So, but he's dressed like a pope, right? Guess he still does. He still wears the same like style every time. Like he hasn't changed over the years, I guess. Okay. So I just it's just something I would. Okay, so the next track is called Ritual. And this is supposedly, I'm just going by what I got written here from Wikipedia and stuff, is a master class in Ghost's signature sound. It's upbeat, a little poppy even, which is probably one of the things when I heard poppy, I thought, well, I'm not gonna like this. But it is, there's all the lyrics are dark though, so even though there's mention that they sound like ABBA, I don't think ABBA would have too many songs about Satan or whatever. But do you like that song? Is there anything you want to say about that song? I definitely feel a 70s feel in that one also.
This one is my favorite from albums,
Okay.
really. Yes, my favorite riff is I like to play this song like almost every day that I when I have my guitar with me. I really like the how the solo grows in the end. There has a lot of melody and is heavier at the same time, especially in the middle, has a kind of almost blacky metal riff. So
Yes.
this is my favorite.
And yeah, I didn't mind. Again, I just listened to it once, and but I didn't mind this song. Some of the other songs are a little slower for me and maybe didn't like, but yeah, it wasn't a bad, and it's not a bad thing when I listen to it. It's just, again, when I pre my pre-association is people saying, oh, they're not metal, they sound like ABBA or whatever.
Yeah, people don't say that's really
So I'm sure I would need
metal.
multiple listens to not just one listen, unless it's going to blow me away. It didn't blow me away or anything, but I know they have lots of fans and they won a Grammy Award, didn't they? I think for one of the, not this album, but they had a song later on where they won. Maybe it wasn't an American Grammy. Maybe it was a Swedish. I don't know. I just read that.
Yeah, I think he won a Swedish.
Now we get to the song Elizabeth, which happens to be my mom's name, but obviously, it's about Elizabeth Bathory, the Hungarian countess. And do you have any thoughts on the song?
That's one of my favorites too in this album. And I think it's one of the heaviest together with Stand By Him and Certain Prayer in this album. Go
Okay, sorry. I did write down that I felt it was doomy and Sabbath-like. Kind of this one. I think I have another
exactly, yeah.
Sabbath too. Yeah, I definitely hear that. And it's of course I didn't write anything. Sometimes I talk about lyrics, but I know this is mostly about Satan and
Yeah.
stuff, religion, whatever. So I didn't write anything down, but just let people.
This album, people said in the when they just released it that Tobias would be like, how can I say that? Against the church. And he tries to do that, to put some conscience to the
Yes.
people to don't believe in church blindfolded.
Yes. And are do you now you write lyrics yourself, of course, but when you listen to other bands, do you get into the lyrics a lot, or are you more into the music, or is it all everything?
What catch me firstly is the music, and I'm gonna see what the lyrics are saying. Usually metal lyrics from metal bands are very close to what I usually write. But other kind of styles, like I really like Southern rock, for example, they speak more about the living in the countryside or something like that. The
Yes.
simple life and this kind of thing. It's not my how I live my life, so.
For me, I've said this on my podcast a lot, like the lyrics, as long as if the music's good, I don't care if the lyrics don't even make sense. As long as the music's good, but it does, it's
Yeah,
nice that they make
first need to
sense.
be the music. Yes,
And I
me
know
too.
he's telling a story in his lyrics, not necessarily a concept album, or maybe it is, I don't know. I didn't read that much into it, but I know the lyrics are important. But I'm sure you're still gonna like it, even if you don't agree with what he's saying or what he's saying, whatever. But anyway, so then we go to the song Stand By Him. Now, I didn't write anything down myself for this song, except let's see that reportedly this is the first song he wrote for the
Yeah,
band.
exactly.
And
Yes,
it's a
this
more
one.
aggressive metal track, I guess you would say. What do you, is that what you agree with that one?
Yeah, yeah, I think the first one was Stand By Him that I listened to and Ritual. So both songs were like, oh my God, this band's really good. So I need to pay attention more. But that's definitely the heaviest one in the album. And yeah, the riff, it was a more simple song, this one, comparing to the other ones, the arrangements of the others, comparing to the others. And it makes it heavier, I think, because it
Yes.
has less arrangement, less like melody betweens.
And I guess the lyrics for this song are about a witch being burned at the stake. And yes, she who finds power and vengeance through her devotion to Satan. Another ABBA song that could have happened. ABBA's from Sweden too, so I guess that must be why.
Yes.
Okay, and now we got another a nicely song here with Satan Prayer. And do you have any thoughts on that one?
This one I really don't remember, but yeah, if it's I don't remember how it follows, but maybe it's one a heavy one. I don't remember.
Well,
I
it
remember
says,
as the Death New.
yeah, first, I see it says this is a slow and heavy blasphemous track. It says it's a direct inversion of the Lord's Prayer. So, I don't, again, I didn't look at the lyrics or anything like that. So, that would be something else. So, then we go to Death Now. And I think we got some Sabbath kind of stuff in this song.
Just one is one of my highest ones of this album too, definitely. The riff, the beginning of this music is really good. It's like almost all the music of Ghost catches me in the first beginning, like the very beginning, because the riffs are very well made. That's may make me pay attention to these songs.
Yeah, again, I'm just listening to one album and listened to it once, but they didn't seem to change. Like the songs seem, like you say, they hit you right away and they don't like change. They don't seem to, like, I don't know. I don't really have much to say about that, I guess. But I mean, they didn't have like this, the album started with that instrumental, but they don't have seem to have songs that start slow and go fast, at least not yet. They've kind of. They just are straight into, and like with this one, the Sabbath feel on their doom kind of feel to this one. And I guess the lyrics speak at, about the end of days and the triumph of darkness. Okay. Then we go to track eight, which is the last song with singing, and that's called Prime Mover. And what do you think of that one?
This one was good choose for the end of the album. Also has this of 70s feeling. And what I most like about this song is the how can I say the effects on the guitar that it reminds you about the 70s. What do you use it to listen this kind of Black Sabbath, Alice Cooper, and so on.
Yes. Now you've listened to it. Are they still, do they still have that 70s sound, or have they progressed over the years and
No, they
changed?
changed it a lot. I think to the third one, you could recognize something about the 70s and some like more stoner inspiration. But then the last albums, not. You can see like more poppy
Yes, okay.
on that. But
Okay,
still,
and how about,
I still like them.
yeah, most like for me, I'm in my 50s. Doesn't matter, but whenever we talk about a band, I always like their first few albums anyway, compared to the last. I think it's just
Exactly.
like you started listening to this album and then the following ones, and then as they get more and more albums, you maybe don't listen to them as much. You don't like them as much because you love the classic ones more.
I
And
think
they change, and
it
you know, they
happens
might
to
change.
all bands.
Yeah. Yes. And it's hard to, like, when you have your six albums, seven, or even more than that, or whatever, it's hard to create something that people really think is a classic or whatever. Okay, and then the album does finish with the song called Genesis, which is just an instrumental track, but it's longer one. It's 3 or 4 minutes. But do you have any thoughts on that one?
It's a end song, so nothing special about this song. I prefer Desculpa,
Now,
comparing
would you?
Desculpa to Genesis.
Yes. Would you rather have them throw an instrumental in the middle of the album instead of having the album
Could
close?
be, yeah, could be. They did that on the, I think on the second and the third album, they have instrumental songs in the middle.
Yeah, it just seems a little strange, kind of, to put an instrumental at the end of an album where, you know, some people don't like instrumentals, so they probably just, okay, I guess I'll stop now. I don't know. I like instrumentals, but usually you throw it in the middle or something so people don't. I don't know. It's different now, of course, too. People are on Spotify and stuff anyway, but back in the day of records, or I guess records are back, but back in the 80s when that's all we had or whatever before
Yeah,
CDs.
we use it to listen an album entirely, but
Yeah.
now we have the streaming. We just choose our favorites and we
Yeah.
barely listen to the whole album.
Yeah. It's diff like, because even me, if I'm at work or something, listen to Spotify, I just put stuff on random. So I'm not listening to the album
Yeah, me
straight
too.
through anyway. Sometimes I do. If I throw on an album I really want to listen to, then I will listen to it start to finish like I used to. But yeah, with people under whatever 30s and under, they probably just pick a track they want to listen to. They don't listen to the full albums. And that's too bad, but that's just the way life is now. Okay. Usually I get the people to rate the album. I know you're not a record reviewer, but how do you think you could rate this out of 10? Because this is your favorite album by them, you said. Is that right?
From goals, yes.
Okay.
But in life, no. Very hard to choose. Very hard.
Well, I did.
I would say, let me think. My favorite.
I know from Wikipedia, it's got a bunch of.
Masters of Reality is my favorite one.
That's your favorite album of all time? I know this Ghost album, it did pretty good in ratings. I see on like Decibel magazine gave it 9 out of 10. Australian one gave it 98%, which is pretty high. Pop Matters, I don't know what that website is, but they gave it an 8 out of 10. But it has all good ratings here, unless they just didn't put on the bad ratings, but all the ratings look pretty good. Anyway, so that's Ghost and that album. Did you have a, usually I do a top 10, but I didn't really. Do you have a top 10 Ghost songs, or do you just want to? You've already mentioned some of your favorite Ghost songs, didn't you, before?
I would say Ritual, Cyrus, Spillways, Mary on a Cross. What else? Call Me Little Sunshine. The other one would say Year Zero.
Yes.
And I think it's in Swedish. I would say Igor Armejido. Mejido. I really don't know. I speak Spanish as well, so I tend to speak Spanish sometimes. Yeah, I would say these songs.
Then they also had it. I see they had a live album also in
Yeah.
2024, and then they had a
Yeah.
new studio album this year. It came out in April. Yeah, Skeleta, I think is how you pronounce it.
Skeleta, yes.
Yeah. So if there's any ghost people listening, ghost people, ghost fans listening, I say.
Ghost people.
If there's any ghosts listening, you can contact us. That'd be nice. But yeah, if there's ghost fans listening, give us some of your songs, comment wherever you can comment, or send me an email and tell me some of your favorite ghost songs, whatever. But this was interesting to do an album. I know I've had a few people pick an album that I didn't know very well, but this one I knew nothing.
It's a good
But
chance to know more now.
yes, that's why I like having people, especially guests from bands, talk about an album important to them that they really like. And you said that you like the riffs and you put incorporated kind of some of the sound yourself sometimes in your writing. And so that's why it's interesting. And maybe there's people there like me that didn't want to listen to Ghosts because of what people said. And maybe now I'll give it a chance.
Oh, yes, please. I think you're gonna, I hope so.
It might just take more than one listen to
Yeah,
get
probably.
into it, which is
So,
a lot with a lot of band, really. Okay. Now, did you want to add anything about yourself or anything before we go?
No, I just wanna thank you for having me. Hopefully, when we release the second album, you give it a listen and you like
Yes.
it. I want to know your opinion about that. And also to everybody that's listening to the podcast, would be a pleasure to know what you think. But yeah, that's it.
Okay, thank you, Renata, for joining me. It was fun. You're my first Brazilian guest.
Nice, cool.
And yes, I'll be looking forward to your next album. You said it's coming out in September, or no, what did you?
Yeah, late August or beginning of September, probably.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely hopefully get it listened, give it a review on the site, hopefully, if I can get it there before it
Yeah, of
comes out.
course.
And so thank you for joining me. And
Thank
thanks,
you.
everybody, for listening. Goodbye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to the Metal Pit Podcast, podcast edited by Blake Mossy. Visit our websites www.themetalpit.org and www.themetalpitpodcast.com. If you live in North America or the UK, download our streaming music station on Apple and Google Play Stores, Metal Pit Radio. Please rate and review our podcast wherever you listen. Thanks for listening.